Tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins remembers Fletcher Henderson.
What he had was these arrangements and things that they had gotten together already through making the records. He had those numbers. And then he had Don Redman. And you know, Don Redman was quite a writer. Well, Don Redman was the arranger. He was playing in the band, and he knew the band. He knew how to write for it and everything, you know. So Don used to be constantly making arrangements for the band. So the first thing you know, Fletcher's book started getting larger and larger, you know. And as a matter of fact, I always more or less thought Fletcher's actual band style changed when it shouldn't have. I've always said that, too. I think it should have always been a stomp band. I think they should have stomped all bands out of existence until the very end. I think he should never stopped. But Fletcher's band started to get too sophisticated. Before you make a comparison with certain types of music and folk music, you know. I always did say, I thought Fletcher's band should have, just as the way they used to, that sound it used to have, you know, and it was like the King Porter Stomp thing, you know. We had a lot of pieces like that, you know. Those pieces were all heads, that's all, they weren't written down. They never did sound the same, even written. I know Fletcher wrote it for Goodman, and he wrote it for several people, but he never wrote that to make it sound like we used to play it, because nobody else ever sounded that way with it. And mind you, I'm going to tell you something else about Fletcher's band. If you ever heard it in person, and you heard the King Porter Stomp, and if you ever heard, you've heard the record, Fletcher's record of it. Well, that record wasn't 100% as good as what that band sound in the Roseland playing King Porter Stomp. We used to rock those walls in there. The place would shake when we played the thing. It was, you know, it was full, and I don't know, it had something else that they never were able to record. You know, Fletcher's band never recorded good. You know that, don't you? Now, we didn't have a chance with Duke on records. But Duke didn't have a chance with us in person. We played against each other gangs and gangs times, you know. He'd blow Duke out. We give Duke a fit in the hall. Because, you see, I don't know, it was a little more... I think it was more, just like I say, it was more stompish. We could out-stomp him, that's all, you know. But he could Picard so much better.